This, of course, will go on all day. So I just want to make a couple of comments that I alluded to earlier today, because last Friday, the beautiful Charlotte Dawson was on television. Last Friday, Charlotte had lunch with a friend. On Saturday, Charlotte committed suicide. When do we know when someone is near the edge? So I suppose, in the usual insensitive pursuit of so-called news, media across the world will now harass the former world record holder and dual Olympic champion Grant Hackett, just as they've harassed and pursued relentlessly Ian Thorpe. I've been a friend of the Hackett family for a long, long time. I've known Grant Hackett for just as long. I have spoken to him in the last 24 hours. Some of his family were in my house at the weekend. We were talking about this. Is it serious? Of course it is. Are we talking about life-threatening? Well, last Friday, who would have thought that whatever Charlotte was confronting was life-threatening? How much does this relentless pursuit of these people for the sake of a picture and a story contribute to their determining enough is enough? Well, Grant's tough and he's strong, but he's troubled. Is it drugs, namely this sleeping pill Stilnox? Yes. Is it only that? No. Is it so-called medication to address the problem? Yes. Is it other stuff like alcohol when the depression overtakes you? Yes. And in all of these things, is it life-threatening? Well, how do we know last Friday Charlotte only had hours to live? I just wish we were able to give these people some space. If one of my staff arrived at work today with his or her leg or arm in a plaster, we'd have every sympathy for them, we'd help them with their tasks, carry their bag, offer to drive them anywhere. This stuff, though, is invisible. What was Grant supposed to say when he was bombarded at Los Angeles Airport? Yes, he has gone to America with his brother. Wonderful young man. They're trying to save a life. What's he supposed to say as cameras are shoved towards every orifice? You see, we use these people. We spit them out. Gold medals. We won gold. We take them, lock them up, send them up and down the pool, the track, the rugby paddock, wherever. And when they're no longer any good to us, the medals and the glory, we consign them to a world for which they're often unprepared. Do you and I know much about that world? We've never been to the summit like Hackett and Thorpe and little Matthew Mitchum, and then have to navigate your way into the future beyond all of that. It's tough. Grant Hackett, like Ian Thorpe, like Matthew Mitchum, has wonderful friends, terrific family. And I'm confident Grant will get there now. But I think he deserves his space. And I don't think he's answerable to those who want a picture or a headline. I said on Monday, Charlotte would want us to say, there are many Charlotte Dawsons out there, without Charlotte's profile. Kids at school, being bullied on the internet. People in teams. After my comments on Monday, I've had letters saying to me, Alan, X is in the same boat that you're talking about. Do we use these people for a story and a picture so that we're first? It's Grant today. Who is it tomorrow? And what do we do about it? Grant Hackett's part of a wonderful family. His mum and dad are unbelievable, beautiful, simple people. His brother and sister-in-law, I was with them. Fantastic, supportive. But Grant right now is in a tight spot. He needs their support to prevail. The nation would want him to prevail. And when the nation asks, what can we do to help? The answer is simple. Leave him alone. Get out of his space. Stop dwelling in the most maudlin way on the difficult circumstances that he now confronts.